Welcome to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio Show. We've got a good show for you coming up here today to get you guys ready for your thermo exam or whatever else you have going on, be it biochem or whatnot going on tonight. So we've got a great show. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, be sure to tune in. We're going to be having our Christmas special. So if you're free to tune in, we highly encourage you to tune in because that should be an excellent show. So we're going to kick things off here with a little bit of Electric Lights Orchestra.
Everybody smiles at you. Daddy said, let's go. Dance floor bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. They'll wait to hand me on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prison is your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, sure, and you don't stop in the winter order. Summertime. I mix it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes with the Aviator and
DJ Rybans.
So we're gonna be trying a new segment this week at DJ Rybans' discretion.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say at my request. It is not at my request.
It's not at his request.
I will play along. With
this was a friend during lunch came up with this idea to just do a.
I was not really present, but go ahead, explain
you,
it. To
you
me.
Were definitely present.
Well, I wasn't paying attention. I was otherwise
the segment
distracted.
That we're gonna be doing. Is going to be titled Sighs, Moans, and Groans. So for the next little bit, DJ Ryban and I will be breaking down and we're going to be playing some clips of some sighs, moans, and groans.
And groans.
So.
Okay.
What?
So how does this work? You play
I've got
a sigh or a moan?
A huge.
A big library.
Library.
A lot of opportunities here.
Yeah.
A lot of options.
You know what we also could do? You could decide whether you think it's a sigh, a moan, or a groan.
Okay.
Because you're not seeing this.
I am far from the screen. Go ahead.
So
hit me with one.
Okay. Here's gonna be the first one.
And if any of our listeners disagree with my opinion, feel free to call
in. Yes, please call in at 610-330-5316 to either comment on the sigh, moan, or groan,
mm-hmm.
or maybe to give us your own sigh, moan,
true.
Or groan.
Or you can call in and play along. We will play the sound on the air, and you can answer.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So
also, we will be posting. We should post that phone number on our Facebook page, which we do now have. If anybody you want to follow,
make sure
Sunglasses
to check us
After
out
Classes
on Facebook, Sunglasses After Classes.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Hit me with one.
Okay, so here's the first one. I'm gonna try to
just blast it. Moan.
No, that was actually listed as a sigh.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
That was a sigh.
That was a sigh. Very good. Oh, wow, the what do you think that one was?
Moan.
That one was a moan. So, see if we're getting... Not really getting any feedback yet, so we're going to keep going. Next one.
Brandon. Where'd you find this website?
This is supposed to be... These are just sounds, okay? They're just sighs.
That was a sigh.
That was actually an ah.
That's not one of the options.
I don't know, but I guess we can. Here, do I listen to it again?
Yeah, but give me another ah. That was an ooh, not an ah. I disagree with that one.
Okay. Next one.
Give me two more.
Hmm? Two more.
Mm-hmm. That's a moan. Or, no, I mean, that's a sigh.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Definitely a sigh.
That's a sigh. It's either... that's a swallow.
Yeah, that sounds like...
That's like a... love that drink.
That's more as a...
It was a moan.
Moan?
Play it.
Okay, yeah, I guess I could see that as a moan.
That could also be a thermo exam noise.
Oh, it could.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's more of a groan. Let's see if we can find a nice groan. All too quiet.
Yeah, it's not loud enough.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Bro, just go, bro. Right now, hurry up. Hold on, dude. Yeah.
Okay. That was just the way. I apologize for the waste of time there. I thought that was gonna be good, but it was not. Let's see.
Give me one more good one to end on.
That was really slow. That was scary.
I thought that was the beginning of Sandstorm.
Oh.
That's a groan. Sigh. Sigh.
There's
groan.
It's a groan. Did you say it's a groan?
Yeah. Interesting. Sigh.
Sigh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know
that one wasn't very loud.
Alright, play me one more.
Ryan, that was you.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, that was not quite what we were intending for this segment. I apologize. Okay, now they've just gotten very, very naughty. I think this might be. Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh, jeez. We're just gonna not be on that one anymore. There's a bunch of very dirty ones. I mean, we're just trying to be as PG as possible. I don't know why this has to be. Now, why do you think that they would all be very sexual in nature, you know? I feel like you can just be like...
I think the primary reason is that you are on a website called Moans, Groans, and Sighs.
No, it's Sighs, Moans, Groans.
Oh, okay. I don't have an answer to that one, Brandon. I think it could have been very casual because you could go around the workplace, you could go around the classroom, and you could hear a lot of, oh. You know, like if you have like 5 minutes left of class and your physics professor gets up and wants to do a huge derivation, the whole class goes, oh, or oh, or oh.
Do you think it might have something to do with like context? Like if you don't see the person who's moaning, you're going to assume it's in a certain situation.
Yes, every sound that you gave me, I was picturing the person doing it. And I think that's fairly easy to do.
Okay.
I think I definitely had a pretty clear idea of the context of the sound.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you can pick up that intonation in the voice, or okay. in the sound that's being made.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Is there any callers who would maybe want to chime in? I guess not, because no one's really called in.
Yeah. I don't. Well, how about we can pop back into the music, and if a caller comes in, we'll take a break from the music.
Yeah,
and
we'd love to get
let them play the game.
Yeah, we'd love. You can try to figure out if it's a sigh, moan, or groan. So stay tuned for more on Sunglasses After Classes.
Searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love. The reason that the sky is blue, the clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again. And to him I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him. About to go. Keep it simple, won't have to worry about a label. I'm not talking about a lifetime, just tonight. I don't wanna know you like that, just wanna watch you be bad. We're gonna keep it normal. I don't wanna know you like that, just wanna watch you be bad. We're gonna keep it normal. We gotta keep it normal.
Keeping nomadic, you don't even have to ask me to. I do anything you wanna do. When the morning comes, I'll be gone. So let's enjoy the moment with no emotions. Thank you. I'm not talking about a lifetime, too.
I don't wanna know you like that. Just wanna watch you be bad. We gonna keep it nomadic.
Keep it nomad. We'll be right back.
Ryan?
Yes.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Dark.
Sorry, I thought you were taking it.
No, I was not. We're just trying to do a nice fun segment, and it's currently not working right now.
You can't get it to work?
There is no way to get the video for whatever reason, so it's not working.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find another one. Or
can you get it on the computer?
Let's see. We can play. We're gonna try to play a Christmas themed game.
Naturally, because it is.
It's Christmas
time
Christmas,
is coming. Yeah.
You
know? Our previous segment about when is it okay to play Christmas music is no longer valid. It's totally okay to play it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, we are ready to go.
We're just currently trying to find guess the song, but it's not working. I don't know what's going on. I mean.
Okay, well, I can play segments on my phone. You can guess what they're from.
Okay, I can be down with that.
All right. So here we go. My sister and I, over break, we made a playlist called "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas." I have 40 some songs in here ready to go. So I will play the song. I will skip to a random segment because I don't know when, you know, like the main recognizable one is. We'll see what you can get from it.
Should we maybe also open this segment up to callers?
Absolutely.
I mean, it wouldn't be live, so maybe we could wait a little bit.
That's true. Or they can jump in. I will do a couple of them.
Yeah, right, if you want to play the game with DJ, hosted by DJ Rybands.
Yeah, please feel free to call in.
Feel free to call in.
Now, Aviator, I will give you credit if you can name one of three things.
Okay.
I will give you credit for the title of the song. I will give you credit for the singer. And if you want to go bold, I will pause the song and you can tell me the next couple of words.
So, artist, name of the song.
Yes.
Or next couple words.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
On that note, wait, before we start.
Okay, sorry.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right.
Okay, now that we're pumped.
So, I'm skipping, in this song, I'm skipping to the 30-second mark. You ready?
Okay.
What do you think? You got a song title?
Well, I have the title. Okay. I know it's Jingle Bell Rock.
Nice.
I think it's Bing Crosby.
I see. Okay, so I love Bing Crosby songs. My grandfather always played them at Christmas when we would go to their house, and he had a Bing Crosby album that he would just solely play. So I love songs written by him, or at least sung by him. He doesn't write the songs.
No, this is not. I think they're all just old songs that are no longer copyrighted.
That he just takes charge of. Yeah, but this is not a rendition by him, unfortunately.
This is not him.
No. This is by MC Ty.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, no idea who that is. But how about, there's one that I really want to, okay, how about this one? I skipped to the wrong part of the song.
You can skip to another part.
That's it. Actually, we're getting there.
Oh.
Well, we're pretty much there. Do you recognize this one?
I do.
Okay.
I feel my dad used to, you know, wait. Is this the Eagles?
Yes, it is, actually. Whoa! The Aviator pulls it out of nowhere.
My dad actually, he used to listen to the Eagles' Christmas music.
Yeah. This is one of the only
songs
I've
no idea
I
what it's called.
Them, but
I've definitely heard it a ton.
All right. This next one. Oh. I think you should get this one.
What was the name of that song?
Please Come Home for Christmas.
Okay.
No. I would like you, I will pause, and I would like you to give me the next couple of lyrics.
Christmas tree. I More than you can ever know. So make my wish come true.
All I want for Christmas
is
you.
I think this was by someone who got busted for lip syncing during New Year's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forget. When was that? I forget when that was.
Yeah, this was last year.
Oh, really?
The Mariah of Carrie's.
The Mariah. Okay, I have one more. One more for you. Where is it? Okay. I wanted to see if you can get the artist for this one. I love this song.
Now see here, many people would be inclined to say the Beatles.
It's not.
It's not the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed Sir Paul McCartney.
Nice. Way to narrow
Wonderful
it down.
Christmas time.
Oh. Good work, good work. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. It's really interesting when you look at the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
So many of their songs were just written independently. And like they all just performed it together because they were a band.
Mm.
This is really George Harrison would do a song, like a whole album. Or like John Lennon would do a song, or Paul McCartney would do a song. They really didn't really get along or collaborate that much.
Well, were they at least balanced and who would write the songs?
Oh, yeah,
I think John Lennon wrote most of them, right? But
not necessarily.
Okay, so they
were. John Lennon, I think, wrote the most songs, but I think Paul McCartney wrote more famous songs, like more of the famous songs.
Hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then there's Ringo.
Ringo Starr.
Just playing the drums.
Very underappreciated.
Underappreciated?
I think so. Is he... Well...
I don't know.
You don't think so? You disagree?
I don't think so. I think him and Alex Van Halen are sort of on the same level.
Okay.
Right place, right time.
I can't refute that.
I can't. Alex Van Halen, he was the drummer for Van Halen.
Okay.
So, I mean, Eddie Van Halen is... The reason that band is famous.
Oh, were they brothers?
They were.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Speaking of brothers and bands, the Angus Young's brother from AC/DC died. I think it was over Thanksgiving break.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but something Young.
Something Young. All right, well... Should we jump back into our regular songs?
Yeah, we're going
songs?
Back into our regular songs. So okay. We're going to be picking things back up with Coming of Age by Foster the People.
Thank you. For once, there is nothing up my sleeve. Just some scars from a life that used to trouble me. I used to run out for sight of the sun. Now I lay here waiting for you to wake. You turn out the lights. I start to think you'll make a beautiful mother. I like to think I've everything I want from this life.
This is the last song we're going to be playing on Sunglasses After Classes. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in next week for our Christmas special. Thanks, and have a great day.